Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS and the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, let's start things with a visit about livestock futures. And why don't you kind of recap just how the livestock ended yesterday?
Well, Dave, yesterday we had early session mixed trading. And the feeder cattle futures at the end of the day ended on the negative side, and the live cattle ended mostly higher, except for the April live cattle, which were lower. Now, last week's cash cattle trade saw highs of mostly 138 on the hoof and 220 in the meat. And yesterday in Oklahoma City, on an estimated run of 6,200 head, feeder steers were up $3 to $6. A year ago, they had just over 10,000 head on their run. Now, we also saw choice box beef up $3.42 yesterday. Selects up 237 on a total movement of 113 loads. Cattle slaughter was 110,000 head yesterday, and the cash feeder index up 60 cents. And Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. On the close yesterday, April live cattle were 50 cents lower. April feeder cattle down 15 cents, and April lean hogs closed a dollar and a nickel lower.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about yesterday's grain futures. And you know what? Looks like the grains had a pretty good day overall yesterday.
Yes, Dave, we saw our wheat, corn, and soybean futures all close positive yesterday. The upside was mostly technical in nature, as there was a real lack of fresh news out there, especially price-friendly news that helped go along with the upside that took place. Now, if you look from last week's low to today, or I should say yesterday's high, the wheat and the soybeans have gained around 40 cents to the upside, and the corn have gained around 15 cents. Now, yesterday, the winter wheat good to excellent condition rating for Kansas came in at 56%, unchanged from the previous week. Oklahoma at 67%, improved by 1 point, and Texas at 46%, improved by 4 points. Now, this morning, mostly trading lower, our May KC wheat's down a half a penny. The May corn's down 2 cents. May soybeans trading 4.5 cents lower. May cotton's down 23 points. April crude oil is down 81 cents. The June dollar index is unchanged, and June Dow Jones futures 70 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get some more information about commodity trading?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, we'll check in again with you this afternoon. And until then, for Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.